Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Diane Ellis, Assistant Director of Marion County Public Health, and we're talking about National Public Health Week, which is, what are the dates again?
April 7th through the 13th.
Okay, so the 7th through the 13th is National Public Health Week. Can you kind of outline a little bit for us the importance of public health?
Public health system is put in place to keep communities healthy and safe, and it's continually changing with technology and public attitudes. And that there's a theme for public health awareness, and it kind of starts off with be healthy from the start. So It talks about public health starts at home, and that's all about your family nutrition, your maternal health, if you are expecting a baby, you know, the safety precautions about that. So it's just starting to be safe, but you start that at home.
Sure.
You know,
and that was Monday's
April,
theme.
Yes,
the 7th.
April 7th. Yeah,
okay.
It talked a lot about breastfeeding recommended for the first year, prenatal care, that kind of thing.
For Tuesdays, don't panic.
Don't panic, right. It's emergency preparedness. Public health has professionals that are trained to help the community with the impact of a natural or a man-made disaster.
Okay.
So we do a lot of planning ahead. We have exercises. So we are prepared for, you know, a national disaster.
If something were to happen, public health is there for that. That's one of public health's purposes.
That's exactly
okay.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, the exercises, we are trained. You know, each of us has our assignment. And so the next one is get out ahead. And that's about public health, really stresses prevention. And so there's the professionals work collaboratively with the hospitals, the doctors. We do immunizations. We do screenings, you know, for tuberculosis, the TB testing. That's one of our main focuses is to prevent. So on Thursday, you can all celebrate Eat Well. The public health professionals work a lot with food safety. You know, like Corey is environmental health, and he is very insistent upon safe food, understanding food labels. Our WIC dietitian, she can educate young moms on, you know, what children need for good, nutritious meals.
Mm-hmm.
We help to guide people through those choices. And Friday, the last day, will be the healthiest nation in one generation. For once, this is a generation that is really concentrating on being healthy. We all hear the messages, you know, eating right, exercising, that kind of thing. Child obesity is a huge thing, or just obesity, period.
Sure.
So it's just something that public health is in a constant educating mode that they can help people learn to live a healthier life.
Just develop healthier habits for a healthier lifestyle.
Right. And I think it's just I don't know. I think it's really it's a really smart trend, but I think it's a trend that our society is going to have to engage in and to embrace.
Kind of hard sometimes.
It is hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, our parent education classes, we worked with Loving Your Family. It was an extension program that we taught about healthy eating, cooking. You know, a lot of times, you know, just cooking at home mm-hmm. is one of the key things there for a healthier
sure.
diet.
Well, very good.
Thanks, Karen.
You bet.
I just wanted to really be on top of this and have people recognize that the importance of public health. I mean, there's really a lot of professional people in this building that know a lot of information that can help people.
You just have to look for it.
Yep. Just call us.
All right. Thank you. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Diane Ellis, Assistant Director of Marion County Public Health, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.